Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we're talking all about what we are thankful for. Since Thanksgiving was this past Thursday, we felt it was a timely episode to let you guys in a little bit more on what we both are thankful for in business and our personal life. So I am going to throw it to Samantha and ask, what is the one thing that you are grateful for that has happened in this last year that has happened in your business?
I would say for me, it would be the Boss Mom Academy. Really connecting with Dana and the ladies in that academy has been huge for my business, but not just in the sense of growing my business, but also it is a very personal thing. I know we're going to talk about personal as well, but it's having that connection and that bond with that group of ladies that I can go to talk about anything, really. I mean, we've all been in there and vented about something personal in there because we have that trust and that bond, but we also are there to support each other and to get feedback on things that have to do with our business. And it really has been, I mean, it's invaluable. I mean, it's something that you can't put a price tag on. I know that there is a price tag on it, but really what you get from it is worth so much more than the money you put in.
Awesome.
So what's yours?
One thing that I am thankful for was the opportunity to actually go to the Creative at Heart conference. And I think that I'm saying this now because if we did this episode like a month ago, I wouldn't have been able to because it just happened 2 weeks ago. But that experience in itself, not only did it like spring me forward in what I needed to do to like streamline my business and a lot of things that are going to be happening in 2017, but like I finally felt like I found my people. Everyone there was so open and so willing to share and so giving that like these bonds that we've been able to form, I mean, we've been able to keep in touch and it's only been a couple of weeks, gotten a lot of just different things that I didn't expect going into it. But like once I actually went through that whole conference and came out of it, I was so grateful to be able to go through it and hopefully be able to give back to them one day.
You know, you have been to some amazing conferences this year.
Maybe we need to do like a conference wrap up recap because you've been to some amazing conferences too.
I went to one. But yes, it was amazing. You're correct. And we do have an episode on conferences. We did it. I can't remember which one it is. I'll have to put it in the show notes so that everybody can find it. But we did do something where we talked about conferences. The conferences you went to, I think the one thing that I really love is that each time you came back from the conferences, you had a lot of takeaways and very actionable items to go forward with your business. And I watched you take and change and do things differently and create new offers and packages. Like the thing that I loved about the conferences you went to, because there's so many conferences that people go to where you go and it's great and you come back and you're on the high from it, but nothing happens. And with you, I watched you go to the conferences, have that enormous high from, you know, being there with other people and learning so much. But you also went and you put it into action. And I love that. And I watched you, you know, fine tune and craft your offers and things and redo things to make them that much better. So I love that.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. I think that's when I was figuring out what conferences I wanted to actually invest in this year. I really did take the time to make sure that the reviews from previous people weren't just like, oh, this is great and I made so many friends, but like I haven't done anything. Like it really was a lot of reflection on if those people then were able to implement, because that's where I'm at in my business right now. Besides being able to, you know, find that community, which I think I finally found, it's also making sure that I'm actually able to implement what they're talking about. Even with the business boutique, we, even though it was only 2 days, I was able to come out with actionable items and what I needed to change in my website and in my copy and all of that stuff. So it's definitely one of those things where I'm grateful for the fact that I took time to research it. And I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to go, because I think research also has a lot to do with it too.
Yes, and I think that is that goes along with even programs like the Boss Mom Academy. Going back to that, you have to do your research on what you want to invest your money in, because it's all about what you're going to get out of it. And if you invest in something just because it's, if you invest in something just because it's that shiny object, you know, that thing that grabs your attention, versus something that's actually going to be good for you, it's not going to help. But I think that the gratitude and the results and everything, that fulfillment and that just that amazing feeling you get from things like the conferences you went to or the Boss Mom Academy, for me, it really comes from doing your research and finding the things that are the right fit. I think both of us have done an amazing job on doing that this year with what we've been doing in our business.
Well, and I think too, we both value community so much that for us, it really mattered if like everything that we were doing was kind of centered around that. So I think that kind of played into a factor of when we were doing the research to see if we fit, if that sense of community was there, and if that community was there, was it the community for us? And I think we've kind of both grown and kind of evolved into what we wanted to create this community around us this year.
Yes, yes, I completely agree. And I think that, I think it's something that a lot of new entrepreneurs miss, is that community and finding their people. Like you mentioned with Creative at Heart, it was your people. And that's how I feel about the Boss Mom Academy too.
Okay, so now that we've talked about what we're thankful for in our business, I would love to know, what is one thing that you are thankful for in your personal life?
Oh, geez. I would have to say, really, I'm thankful. Sorry, when I'm in a business mind, I have a really hard time getting out of a business mind. So a lot of what I'm thankful for, I mean, I have a ton to be thankful for in my personal life. But what comes to mind right now is that I'm really thankful for the support and love of my family. Like, I hear a lot of people whose families don't support them in their entrepreneur journey, or they constantly tell them, you know, why don't you just go get a real job? And my family would never do that. In fact, my family is part of the reason that I started this entrepreneur journey. They're the ones, like my sister, when I didn't finish college, or when I was having such a hard time trying to force myself to finish college, she actually stopped me and said, maybe college just isn't right for you. Like, it's not right for everybody. Maybe you have a different path. And she's the one who caused me to rethink the way I was doing things and the way that I was learning. And I'm forever grateful for that, because it took me down the path of just taking what I needed in courses to learn the things that I wanted to learn, and not necessarily going for a degree. And it helped me become who I am. My mom has been forever in my corner. Like, she is one of my biggest supporters and shouts me out, along with my husband, who tells all of his coworkers about what I do. And which is, it's funny if you're hearing the tone in what I'm saying, because my husband works in construction. So what I do has nothing to do with a bunch of sweaty, dirty guys in a construction field. Yet he still talks to them about what I do, because he's just that proud of me. And I absolutely love that. And I love that there is not a single person in my family who would ever question what I'm doing. So having that makes me extremely grateful. And especially in this time when I'm hearing a lot of people come forward and say that they have these people saying negative things about their business or what they're doing. And it breaks my heart to hear that people don't have that support around them, because I am so lucky and so blessed.
I think the best part about that is family is seriously what can sort of make or break your mentality around business. I mean, you can have friends for days and you can have people that support you, but when it really comes to your family having your back, it just is going to make you that much more successful, because you have every single kind of piece of your life aligned to know that no matter what happens, every single person that I deem important in my life is going to support me, even if things go wrong. And I love that, because that's really actually what the definition of family really is. It's just about supporting people and what they want to do, and not necessarily criticizing them based off of your own personal judgments and perceptions.
Yes.
So I do love that that's what you're thankful for.
Yeah. So what about you? What in your personal life are you so grateful for this year?
Okay, so this year has been a bit of a roller coaster with two miscarriages and what is now deemed a false positive in October. It kind of was one of those years where being thankful and grateful in my personal life has kind of been a little bit dark. But I will say that the one thing I'm like super, super thankful for in my personal life is the transition that my husband has made from being in the military to now being a gainfully employed civilian. It does not normally go as easy as it was for him. And not saying that it was easy in the sense that like he was ready and he already had a job. I mean, it was work for him to find the job and to really figure out what he wanted to do after. But there are so many things that could have gone wrong, and there are so many different avenues that he could have gone down. But what he ended up choosing, he is actually loving right now, and he just started his job yesterday. So I am like super grateful for the fact that he was kind of able to find himself in the midst of a whole bunch of different types of chaos and changes that have been going on in the military this year. So that is one thing I'm super grateful for and thankful for.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that with a lot of military friends that I've had, that's probably one of the hardest things is that transition out of it. I actually have a friend who's in the military, and it's almost like he stays because of that transition. And it can be a very daunting task, especially like my friend didn't go to college. He went straight into the military. So for him, it's like getting out, the transition's even that much harder because people look for that college degree. And so it's, what am I going to do without the college degree? All I've got is these years of military experience things. So I think that's amazing. And I loved hearing about it because I've been hearing about it since, you know, step one. Yeah. So it's been super exciting, and you're right, it went really smooth, but it just shows how awesome your husband is then.
Oh my God, my husband is like the best person ever. I mean, there are certain times when like yesterday after he got home from his new job, I just kind of had to bring him down a little bit because like expectations were like super high. And I was like, listen, you haven't been a civilian for like 9 years, like pump the brakes a little bit, buddy. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to. You don't go from military to civilian overnight. But he is super excited. And like at the same time, he still gets to be a little bit military-esque because he's going to be a part of the Tennessee National Guard now, which he's kind of like thrilled about. So he still gets a little bit of that action one weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. But the job path that he's going down, he really gets to utilize a lot of the skills that he was able to kind of hone in the military. It's just a completely different field.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I think in this episode, really what we want to express to our listeners and to have you take away from this is to really think about what in your life and business has really gone right. Be thankful for it. Celebrate it at the end of this year. Really take this time to reflect back on it so that you can do more of that in the new year. And also, I think as much as we didn't talk about it, think about the things that didn't go right so you can do less of them. It's really this time of reflection and gratitude that really helps us to get ready for the new year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what I really want you to take away from this episode. Do you have anything to add, Nicole?
I was just going to add, even if things did not necessarily go right, there you don't necessarily have to be thankful for them, but be grateful that they actually occurred, because I guarantee you that there was some opportunity that was open because of the things that quote unquote did go wrong. You just might not be able to see it now, or maybe reflecting on it, you kind of have this aha moment, but kind of really dig deep and not only see what you're grateful and thankful for, but really figure out what are those opportunities that have been opened based off of everything that's gone on in the last year.
Yeah, I think I would add to that, that not just opportunities, but there's probably a lesson that was learned as well. And I would sit back and think about what that lesson is, because I'm sure that that lesson has taken you one step closer to where you want to be. So even though it didn't go right, it's still moving you forward.
Exactly. We always want to be moving forward.
Yes, no matter how slow it goes.
Nope.
So I really want to thank everybody for joining us today and for listening for these last several months. It has been amazing to do this and to hear feedback from everybody. I do want to encourage you that if you are enjoying the show, to please go to iTunes and leave us a review. We would love, 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 love for you to do that and show your support in that way. I also hope that everybody had an amazing, amazing Thanksgiving, and that your shop small sales or your Black Friday deals all went amazingly well, and you're seeing lots of fruits from your labor. As always, you can head over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for show notes and join us over in the Facebook group, the Beautifully Bold in Business Facebook group. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.